Blog Talk Radio. Jesus the Christ. I pray everybody's had a blessed week. and that you are ready to eat from the word of Yah. I kept, you know, going before the Most High, what is it that he would have me to say to his people? And, you know, what came up is continue in holiness. So I want to talk about this evening how to live holy. You know, we can say something. We can say, be holy. We can read the scripture, be thou holy, for I am holy. But how do you live holy? So that's going to be the topic for this evening. I want to remind everybody of the new moon service coming up in August. I believe it is the 7th of August. I have to check that again, but I believe, let me check that right now. The new moon service for August is August the 7th. Yeah, that's actually a Saturday. So that's a Shabbat. New moon service for August. You know, and I pray everybody be in attendance, you know, we welcome the Most High each new moon as he has declared that we should. So I pray everybody is able to attend. This is, I don't know, I'm just so happy to not have to go to work the next few days. I don't know what to do with myself. Nevertheless, this is a celebration of our Holy One, our Elohim. This is his day. And typically I like to dedicate, you know, the topics for Shabbat to him. But, you know, this is concerning him and how we should always approach him, how we should be living, what we should be attaining to. We're going to start with our statement of faith. And then we are going to pray in. I'm going to go ahead and ask all the sisters to uncover their heads, brothers, all the sisters to cover their heads, all the brothers to uncover their heads. Let us turn toward the east, toward Jerusalem. As we do our statement of faith, I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us offer up a hand clap of praise to our Elohim. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for keeping us, Father. Thank you for giving us a right mind. Hallelujah. We just want to glorify you and thank you and lift you up and honor you on your day, Most High. Hallelujah. As you have requested of us that if we would honor you in this day, then shall we be lifted up on high, Father. And we just want to remember you in your day, hallelujah, and glorify and honor you in all that we do and say. Let it be your words that are heard. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. 10,000 praises to you, oh Yah. 10,000 praises to you, Father Elohim. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you will forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way to the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent of our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you, and you have walked contrary to us. And we are turning from our wicked ways and repenting of our sins. And we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But our testimony will be, this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, turn now your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. Hear our supplications and our prayers, and deliver us from this captivity that you have sent us into. Father, we pray for Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you would smile upon this work, and that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Let us go to the book of 1 Kings, our reading for this part of the year. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. And let us not forget that when Solomon dedicated the temple, that he turned and he prayed for the entire nation of Israel. And this portion of this prayer that we are reading of Solomon's prayer is the portion where we have been scattered in the lands of our enemies for disobedience. And so we want to always pay special attention to this because it speaks to us as his people directly. If they, Israel, sin. We're starting in 1 Kings chapter 8, starting in verse 46. If they, Israel, sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether they were carried captives, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely. We have committed wickedness. And so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them, for they be thy people, and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance. As thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Gotta fear the Most High Elohim. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment, whether it with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. As the scriptures direct us, let us summon to the presence of the Most High with the blowing of the shofar. Yes, 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 yes. Come, Yah Elohim. Be amongst your people, Father. Let it be you that we hear from. Hallelujah.
Everything I do is for you. The praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love. It is the story. Your words jump at me like a picture. The perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that. Check all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim.
One more in this praise and worship mode. One more song and we'll get into the precept.
My glory, my
head, yeah, you
chapter 40. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 25. Isaiah, chapter 40, and verse 25. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One of Israel. One of the things, first things that you got to realize, if you want to be holy and walk holy, is realize who you belong to. To whom will you compare the Most High? There is nothing or anyone like him. He is beyond reproach. He is beyond being compared to anybody or anything. One of the things that you have to realize is that to be holy, to live holy, you got to be connected to the Most High Elohim. He is holy. He is love, which is another thing that we're going to, characteristic that we must portray to be holy, love. So the first thing you got to do is realize that you got to be connected to Elohim, because he is the source of holiness. Then you got to be separated to Elohim as his possession. You are bought with a price. When Messiah went to that cross and his blood was shed for you, you were purchased with that blood. And we know the scripture says, and you are not your own. So you got to know that you're separated to Elohim as his possession. Some things you got to know in order to be able to live a holy life. We're going to talk about how we do that. You got to be separated from common or ordinary things to live holy. You can't be, you know, with just doing any and everything. You got to know that you're set apart. You can't be like everyday people. You know, I know we want to just, excuse me, we want to just walk around and be like the average everyday man. But you are not the average everyday man or woman if you belong to the Most High and you're separated for his purpose. Some things you got to realize, some things you got to understand, some things you have to accept about yourself. You got to be separated from all that Elohim says is unclean or morally defiles. You got to be separated from all those things to walk and be holy. You got to be obedient to the Most High's word. Some things you got to know, some things you got to be to walk holy and to be holy. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, which is the verse that I use for this precept. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4. According to as he has chosen us in him, when, before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. The Most High chose you when? Before the foundations of the world. And he wants us that we should be holy. We have to understand that you were chosen. And if you are chosen, then you have to learn how to be holy, because he said we should be holy. So he chose us before the foundations of the world. Then he saved us. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Who, have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Yeshua HaMashiach before the world began. Before the world began. We got two verses, that he chose us before the world began and that he saved us before the world began. Verse 10. But is now made manifest by the appearing of Yeshua HaMashiach, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of salvation. These things were preordained before the foundations of the world, before the world began. The Most High said, I want a holy people. I want a people who are going to love me because they choose to love me and not because I have to make them love me. A people who are going to understand that they need to fear me, that they just can't approach me any kind of way. They can't treat me as common. That reverence me, that understand, as far as they are, have the ability to understand who I am, and that they should not take this salvation lightly. He chose us before the foundations of the world to be this way. So it's not something that we should be fighting against. It's not something that we should be second-guessing ourselves on. This is what the Most High wants. Before he created anything else, he says, I want a holy people. And I know that man is going to fall, so I'm going to make a way of redemption for man, that I can get that seed that I want, those that want to love me and to worship and serve me and to be like me, holy, that they might be able to be around me, that they might be able to see me as I am. So this is something that we got to realize about ourselves. You were chosen before the foundations of the world. You were saved before the foundations of the world. You just had to catch up to your salvation. It had already been preordained. The Most High knew exactly when you would come. He knew exactly when you would convert. He knew exactly when you would become serious about this thing. He also knows all who are going to choose to go back, all who never really chose him. He already knows. So you were chosen before the foundations of the world. You were saved before the foundations of the world. You just had to be born and do the thing that you were going to do and then come at the time that the Most High called you. Go to 1 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to be reading this entire chapter for right now. 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Yeshua HaMashiach, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of Elohim the Father. You were elected according to his foreknowledge. You didn't happen by accident. Through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience, and the sprinkling of the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, grace be unto you, and peace, and be multiplied. Peace be multiplied. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of Yeshua HaMashiach, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto lively hope by the resurrection of Yeshua from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. You got a reservation for this, to be holy. You got to know these things so you step into them and stop saying, I can't be, and understand that you were ordained, you were selected, chosen to be this way, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of Elohim through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You know, I know that every generation has believed that they're the last generation for the last 2,000 years. And we can pray and hope that we are the last generation, that everybody would be called into the promise throughout all time, the return of Mashiach. But understand that you are kept by the power of Elohim, by your faith. And that's not something that you should take lightly. It's not something that anybody should take lightly. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season. If need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. You know, which of us does not have any temptations, who do not go through any temptations? And in this day and age where we are just bombarded from every side with all kind of sexual immorality, all kind of moral immorality, all kind of just immorality, period, wickedness from everywhere. Everybody has their temptations. And remember, understand that you can't be tempted by something that is not in you. So if it's tempting you, it's because the want, the desire, the need, or whatever that is in you, or else it wouldn't tempt you. If you are being tempted, then, you know, you may be twisted. Spiritually, you may be not understanding, well, why am I still going through this stuff? Why does this thing still have a hold on me? Just understand that if you understand the root cause, because it's in you, that's why it's a temptation, then that's what you need to pray against. That's what you need to come against. Let's continue. Verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perish, that it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Yeshua HaMashiach. Your faith, those temptations, look at the temptations as fire. And they are coming to heat you up, to see what's in you. Let's see if we tempt you with this or we tempt you with that. And this is Satan. Let me see what comes out of you. Let me see what impurities are there. If I tempt you with this, will you go to fornicating? If I tempt you with that, will you go to stealing? What impurities are in you? Or will you let this stuff come up and out like dross, the impurities, and be taken away? So you got to know how to fight with these things and realize what they are. The temptation is coming to perfect me in a way that is showing what's in me. And then through prayer and supplication, through the being held by the Most High through faith, if we are strong, then these things will go away. And every day you will become more perfected. Every day you become more holy. Not something that's going to happen overnight. So the trial of your faith. Scripture says it's more precious than gold. Because your faith is what's going to get you into the kingdom. Your faith and executing on your faith and being relying on your faith and being faithful to your faith, being faithful to the Most High, whom having not seen, you love, and none of us seen Messiah, not in the flesh, but we still love him. At least we're supposed to. Though now you see him not, yet believe me, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired. They want to know all about this. What is this thing you're doing here? And they search for it diligently, who prophesies of the grace that should come unto you and to me, to everybody that comes into Messiah. The prophets, they were shown these things. Abraham was shown these things. And they inquired, what does that mean? And you and I and everybody after Messiah came are recipients of it. The promise that they were looking for, the salvation. The salvation is from the wrath of the Most High. Because he also foreordained that he would have a day that he would call everything into account. His day. Searching what and what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ, of Yeshua, the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Scriptures have one verse, I believe, that says, Satan asked the Most High, what is man that thou wert so mindful of him? And the Son of Man that thou would visit him? What is he? Why would you do that? Why would you pay so much attention to man? The Bible doesn't give an answer. But if you read the Quran, the same verses are in the Quran. And the Quran says, Most High said, I know what you know not. This is my children. You are the servant. What is man? So you got to understand from the, before the foundations of the world, the Most High had already preordained us to be his children. And that we were going to get in trouble. And that he needed to make a way for his children so that Satan wouldn't have all of us destroyed. Now, the Most High is a perfect father. He's a perfect Elohim. And his word is perfect. You're going to either fall on the side of life or you're going to fall on the side of death. There's no in between. It's either or. And our Most High Elohim preordained you to life. But you know what? You could refuse it. You could choose death. And the Most High will let you choose death because he wants those that want him. He wants those that love him. Those that will see his word, step into it, and be what it is that he wants in his children. Be ye holy. Why? Because I am holy. You want to be around me? You got to be this. He preordained that. Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind. Be sober. And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Yeshua. The revelation of him. What is it that we don't know about him? What is it that the world doesn't know about him? The world don't know that he's Elohim. The world don't know that he's the Father in the Old Testament. The world doesn't know this. That's why he needs to be revealed to them. They heard of, you know, the Mashiach. They heard of Jesus Christ. They heard of the son of Elohim, but they don't really realize who he is. Just a minute here. All right. Don't know who he is. So he has to be revealed to them. That's why when you read the book of Revelation, it says the revelations, the revealing of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. The testimony given to him by Elohim. But the testimony given to him and to that position is he is the Almighty. He got to be revealed to them. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. See, once you know who you are, then you can no longer feign ignorance. Most of you, I didn't know I was your child. I didn't know that's what the position that you had given me and that you had elevated me to. I didn't know that that's the position that you were holding me accountable to. That I'm your child and I'm misbehaving. And even your own children, if they misbehave to a certain point, your judgment has to come. And it's not that you wish this judgment upon your children, but your word, it has already gone out of your mouth and it cannot return unto you void. So, we can't feign ignorance. You won't be able to feign ignorance. Well, you really haven't had the ability to feign ignorance for a minute. Because God has been making sure that you understood who you are. He's making sure that I tell you who you are. That you can't feign ignorance. You are responsible. You can't say, I didn't know. But as he which has called you to call you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So we need to look at how do we actually live holy. I want to make sure that we understand that you were ordained, you were chosen. Before the world began, you were saved before the world began. How many of us would throw away our salvation for something in this world or somebody in this world? How many of us for a few fleeting moments of pleasure, a few lesser moments of loneliness, a few more buzzes, you know, hours of buzz would throw away our salvation? Just a question. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons, judge according to every man's work, he's not going to judge me different from you. He's going to judge us based upon our what works. If our works are wicked, he's going to judge us wicked. If our works are holy and righteous, he's going to judge us holy and righteous. Let me read that verse again, verse 17. And if you call on the Father who without respect of persons, judge according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Fear of what? Fear of the Most High. Fear of his wrath. The lake of fire is no joke. It's no joke. And you don't want to end up in there. But he tells you, only thing you got to look forward to in the lake of fire is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Crying, wishing you weren't there, but the pain is so agonizing, all you can do is gnash your teeth, grind them together. So you ought to be in fear because he said, this is the end of all wicked people. those who don't want to be holy. You got to be like him. I told you that he had to transform us. The scripture says, beloved, now are we the children of Elohim, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You know that form where Ezekiel saw him, fire from the loins down and fire from the leg from the loins up. His eyes a flame of fire. You gotta be like him, but also have his nature. Understand, if the Most High is like molten lava, and to be around him, if you are not like him, the nature is to consume you. He says, I have to be around things that are made permanent, that have eternity on them. If not, my nature and my way will consume them. So he doesn't visit the earth a lot in his real form. The one time he did it that we see in scripture, the mountains start to melt. The ground trembled. The rocks, the boulders and stuff broke from the wind from him. He says, you can't be in my presence. And so we have to become like him. We have to fear him. We have to know that as his children, he's going to change us to be like him. So pass the time of your sojourning. You only here for a hot second. You think 20 years is a long time? You think 30 years is a long time? You think 120 years is a long time? If you live to be 200 years, you think that's a long time? If you live to be 1,000 or 10,000 years old, do you think that's a long time compared to eternity? It is but a blink. It's but a drop in the bucket of time. When you talk about eternity, Just think about your life. If you live to be if you get your full measure, 120 years, what is that in comparison to eternity? What about all the people from way back that lived 500 or 600 years, Methuselah that lived to be almost 1,000 years? How long has he been gone? And so, for him, he wake up, he'd be like, what happened? How long I've been out? Dude, it's been 3,000-4,000 years since you've been down. What? Seemed like it was yesterday. So you got to understand what he's given to us. Spend this little time that you have here in fear of him and living the way that he wants, holy, so that you can gain eternity and not in the lake, because everybody's going to get eternity. Everybody's going to get eternal life. You don't want your eternity spent in the lake. Trust me. You want it spent in the kingdom and in the presence of the Most High and not in the lake. So pass your time here in fear. You ought to fear the lake of fire. You ought to fear the wrath of the Most High. You ought to fear his vengeance coming on you. You ought to fear having to go before him and having a mirror put up in front of you, and this is how you look to me. And he allows you to see yourself for what you were. Spend it in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by the tradition from your fathers. Don't do what your fathers and your mothers did, but with the precious blood of Christ, of Yeshua, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundations of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, I declared these things before the world began. Messiah had to wait for the time that it was his time to come into the world, that word that the Most High spoke. It had a time and a place, a gender, everything written into that word. And when it was time for him to manifest, he was put into Mary's womb, came out as a man-child. Who by him do believe in Elohim, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and your hope might be in Elohim. If you understand that you were in trouble and you needed redemption, you needed a way out of a situation that you could not get out of. I often ask people this question so that they can understand how sin operates. If you borrow $100 from me, and then I forgive you that debt of $100, are you still a debtor? I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this because I've asked before. You should know the answer, but I'm going to tell you. Even if I forgave you, you are still a debtor. Why? Because the only way that you can change that situation is to pay me back. You're just a forgiven debtor. But you're still a debtor if you don't pay the debt back. That's the way sin works. We had no way to pay for sin ourselves. And so, truth be known, if the Most High didn't do it the way that he did it and made us a new creature, we would just be for, this is what our forefathers were. Everybody who was up under the animal sacrifices, they were forgiven sinners. They were still sinners. They were just forgiven. When Messiah came, he did a work and made, and the Most High made a way where we became a new creature. When you came into Messiah, all of your debts not only were forgiven, but the Most High said that relationship that made you a debtor, when you died in Christ, that old man died too. I can't hold an old dead man to a debt. That relationship ended. So when you come up out of that water, the Most High says you are no longer that sinner. Your debt not only has been wiped clean, it's been paid by the blood of Christ. You are no longer a debtor. So you're not a forgiven debtor as your forefathers were. I wiped that thing out completely. And Christ paid it for you. And he said he don't want the money back. So he changed you. So we got to understand that we are new creatures. And we're not just forgiven debtors unless we go back into debt. Seeing you have purified your soul, in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Being born again. See, a lot of people are teaching a gospel that you're not born again until you're resurrected. Okay? Don't believe that stuff. You have to be born again of the Spirit of the Most High. And if you don't become born again of the Spirit of the Most High, and you go to your grave, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. So you need to become born again now by the Spirit of the Most High, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of Elohim, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away. But the word of Yah endureth forever. And this is the word which is by the gospel is preached unto you. So you got to know that you were foreordained, that the Most High has called us his children to holiness, and that you should not take, as I said before, your birthright for granted. Should not take this salvation and this gift that the Most High has given to you for granted. So you have to know these things about yourself. You have to claim these things for yourself. If you say not me, then it ain't you. You need to go before the Most High. Is it me, Father, if you don't know? Is it me? Have you chosen me? Was I foreordained before the world began? Or by faith, step into it. By faith, ask the Father for his Spirit. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness. You want to know how to be holy? Renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Don't have a hidden agenda. Don't be trying to get over on people. Don't be lying and telling people, you know, stuff that just because you want to appear to be big or you're trying to get something out of them, you're just not being truthful. Renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, you know, with that slick tongue, that deceitful or seducing spirit, nor handling the word of Elohim deceitfully. You want to be holy? Don't handle the word of Elohim deceitfully. Don't use it for your own gain. Don't use it, you know, as a lot of brothers be doing, pretending that they're holy, pretending that they are in the word of the Most High, pretending that they are the sons of Elohim, using the word to trap women and to get them into relationships that are unholy by deceitfully using the word. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of Elohim. Remember, Elohim is looking at everything you do, everything you say. You know, sometimes I think we really don't either understand that, or if we do, we forget. So if you want to live a holy life, stop being dishonest. Stop trying to be slick. Stop trying to use the word of Elohim for your own gain. I know many men that go into so-called ministry because they couldn't make it in the world. Most I didn't call them to ministry. They couldn't make it in the world. So, oh, this seems like it's easy. I just read this book. But they're reading the book and they're saying one thing, but their life don't project the Most High. It doesn't project holiness. And so they use the excuse and try to get you to fall for it too. We're only human. So they give you an excuse to do what they do, being unholy and making an excuse for it. Hear the word of Yah. We start over. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of Elohim deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of Elohim. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. If they can't hear this, it's because they are lost. And a lot of them don't want to be found. In whom the Elohim of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Yeshua HaMashiach, who is the image of Elohim, should shine unto them. If this gospel be hid from them, this holiness, if they can't bring themselves to be holy, why? It's because they are lost. Brother Miles didn't say that. The word of Yah said that. And you should not be making any excuses not to be holy. Because this is what he has wanted before the foundations of the world. So you want to live a holy life? Stop being dishonest. You want to live a holy life? Stop being slick. You want to live a holy life? Stop cheating or stealing or using foul language, abusing drugs and alcohol. You want to be holy. You want to live that holy life. See, here's the problem with the world. And for those who don't want to live holy, all you got to do is turn on your TV. And you see all these TV shows, these programs encouraging adultery and fornication and abortion, encouraging lying and cheating and stealing, encouraging foul language, the use of drugs, the use of alcohol. And then you just get on the internet. And you'll be bombarded again. You do the wrong search. You can go do a search for an angel. And the angel that show up may not be the angel you were looking for. So you might have on some Daisy Dukes. Just bombarded on every side by unholy activity. The problem is that you laugh and go along with it. You might see some of that stuff and share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Y'all laughing about it. That means that you're really partaking in it. You want to be holy, you want to live holy, you might have to give up some things. You might have to give up some friends. You might have to give up some family. If you want to live holy, go to Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5. Because see, if you're taking part in that stuff, part-time, on occasion, then this is what we are really doing. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil. Why you think you so holy? Say it like it's evil. And then those things that are truly evil, people fornicating, sleeping around, got a man that they ain't married to, got a woman they ain't married to, all this other kind of stuff we are partaking in and joking about and, you know, and condoning. Like it's good. Want to live holy? Can't take part in that stuff. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. We don't want to be them. You can't be them and then call yourself holy. You can't be them and be mixing in this stuff and then think that you can be holy. want to live holy, then you got to put these things away. That might mean you have to cut off some things. That might mean you have to cut off some people. It is just the way that it is. Just the way that it is. One of the ways that you can live holy is by honoring Elohim. Honor Elohim. Show that you love him. Go to the book of Daniel, chapter 9. The book of Daniel, chapter 9. And we're going to get verse 4. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, starting in verse 4. And I pray unto Yah, my Elohim, and made my confession and said, O Yah, the great and beautiful, the great and dreadful Elohim, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. There's nothing new with this. You want to live holy? Honor Elohim. Keep his commandments. By you keeping his commandments, show that you love him. You can't say, I love you, and then you're doing this thing crooked over here and that thing crooked over there, and you know that it's contrary to the Most High, but you want to do it, and then you say, oh, well, I can cover it up by doing a good. No, you can't. That means that you are conflicted. That means that you are double-minded. That means that you are not committed. That means you're saying one thing and doing another and trying to let your good works cancel out your bad works. And the Most High says, if a righteous man turns and sins, all of his righteousness is undone. And if a wicked man turns from his sin, all his wickedness is undone. But you got to turn away. That's what repentance is all about. Turning away from it. Not going back into it. Not doing it anymore. So you want to show the Most High that you love him? That you want to be holy like him? Then you have to keep the covenant with the Most High. Because he has mercy to them that love him. He says, how do you, I know that you love me? That you keep my commandments. That you walk in them. That you don't try to, you know, make a way where you don't have to keep it. That you try to justify yourself. Let's go to John chapter 14. It says it real plain and simple. John chapter 14, let's get verse 15. You want to live holy? If you love me, keep my commandments. Messiah said that. The same Elohim that's talking to you from the Torah. He didn't change when he came in the flesh. He's showing us how we need to live holy. First, we got to love the Most High. We got to fear him and love him. We got to understand who we are, his children, and love him as his children. 2 John. Chapter 6. Second John, well, not chapter 6, 2 John 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Keep his commandments. This is how you show your love to the Most High. This is how you walk holy before him. Want to know how to walk and live holy before him? Keep his commandments. Fear him. Understand who you are and embrace it. Stop making excuses for why you can't do right. Because the Most High, trust me, he ain't going to make no excuses when he throw your butt in the lake. He ain't going to be hemming and hawing. He ain't going to be saying, you know, I don't want to throw you in there, but I got to throw. No. He's going to consider you as one of those ones that did not want him to reign over you. That you didn't want him to rule in your life. So bring him here and kill them before me. So, 2 John 6 again. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that you have heard from the beginning. You should walk in it. Fear Yah and keep his commandments. Love him. Show him that you love him by keeping his commandments. If you keep his commandments, you're going to be holy. Because he said, be thou holy, for I am holy. That's not a suggestion. How many of us really are trying to keep the commandments when we say we can't be holy? Because it's a commandment. It's not a suggestion. That you walk in it. That you embrace it. You want to be holy? You have to honor the Sabbath. Because the Most High says, you honor him in it. That means that you are doing what he wants you to do. You are obeying his commandments. Go to Isaiah chapter 56. Isaiah chapter 56. Because it is a commandment to keep the Sabbath. Don't care what everybody else says. Don't care what they say that they're doing. If you are not doing it, don't matter what you esteem, what you feel is right. That's why when I taught Romans chapter 14, I wanted to make sure that you understood this is that person's opinion. This is what they feel like is right to do. Isaiah chapter 56, starting in verse 2. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it. That he keeps the Sabbath from polluting it and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Blessed is that man. Holy is that man or woman that lays hold on this. Keep the Sabbath from polluting it. You know, we got people that even if they keep Sabbath, and they intentionally pollute it, go out shopping. Don't have to be gone out shopping, but gone out shopping. Make an excuse. The Most High said, you're not supposed to do any of that stuff on my day. You know, if you're made to work, you're in the land of your captivity. You're made to work, but in as much as is possible within you, should not pollute his Sabbath. Should not be doing your own pleasure on his Sabbath. Should not be trying to say, oh, I don't want to be held to any law, so I'll just make every day the Sabbath, and what you going to say about that? I'm going to say, what you doing working? What you doing going to that football game? What are you doing all these things that are against the law of the Sabbath? How then is every day the Sabbath? That's what I'm going to say to you. I want to be holy? You got to keep his Sabbath. He commands it. Don't pollute it. The commandment. You love me? You think the Most High don't keep Sabbath? He does. Isaiah 56, verse 6. Also the sons of the stranger that joined themselves to Yah, the sons of the strangers, the Gentiles, that joined themselves to Yah to serve him and to love the name of Yah, to be his servant, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, then they'll be holy too. But they got to keep the commandments. They can't say, I'm not up under the law. No, the law don't apply to me. The law does apply to you. The laws that he has given for the Gentiles apply to the Gentiles. And there are some laws that apply only to Israel. But these strangers, they want to join themselves to Yah. They want to serve him. That means they want to come close. There are some laws, some commandments for coming close to the Most High. Whether you are Gentile or Hebrew, can't change those things. You know, when it was funny, his brother asked me to teach this stuff. But as soon as they found out, you know, hey, we want to keep Passover, and we want to keep Pentecost, and we want to keep Tabernacles. Until they found out there were some laws that go with it. Or we just want to keep it. No, you got to keep these laws that go with it too. You don't can't just come close because you want to come close. And it upsets a lot of people. But it is the word of the Most High. Can't change it. Don't care how much I love you. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to say, oh, it's okay for you. Got to come. You want to come close, then you got to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments concerning these things. They weren't changed. They didn't go away. Matter of fact, the Most High says in the millennial temple, the Levitical priesthood is going to be punished because they allowed strangers to come in and do their job. Oh, yeah, I'm going to reconstitute you. I'm going to make you priest again, but you can't serve me. You can work at the door. You can work with those animal flesh sacrifices, and you can get bloody and that kind of stuff, but you cannot come near to me because they didn't esteem their job. They allowed the stranger to come close and do it. Isaiah chapter 58, you want to be holy? Pick up your job and do it. Realize who you are. Walk in it. Don't be ashamed of it. Ashamed to show that you're holy. Ain't that about it? Isaiah 58, verse 13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, don't be, you know, it's Sabbath and you feel like it's a burden. I really want to go to that game tonight, but it's a Sabbath and I can't go. Shucks. Whatever. Call the Sabbath a delight, holy of Yah. Honorable, and shall honor him. Not going to the baseball game. Not going to the movies. Not going and having sex because you got a night off. Not going to do anything other than honor the Most High. Not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. You want to live holy? Honor his Sabbath and truly honor it. Love it. Obey it. Because you honor the Most High when you honor and keep his Sabbath. And everybody that don't keep his Sabbath, I don't care what they say, they dishonor him, but say that they love him. If he says, and shall honor him the Most High, if you don't do it, that means that you are what? Dishonoring him. Don't matter what you think in your mind. Don't matter how holy you think you are. You are doing an unholy thing. Because the Most High said it's holy of Yah. His Sabbath is holy to him. So if you don't keep it, then you're not living a holy life. I don't care what you think and what you say. It's in your mind. It's a delusion. You have been deceived. You dishonor him. You're doing your own thing. You're finding your own pleasure. You're speaking your own words. We got to believe what we read. We got to do what we read. We got to understand it, accept it, instead of trying to find ways out of it. You want to live holy? You got to show love. Go to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not Elohim. Why? For Elohim is love. You can't say that you know Elohim and you have no love in you. You can't say you love Elohim and you have no love for only those people that you know. Messiah said, even the publicans do that. You got to be called above that. But you got to first know that Elohim is love. Verse 16. And we have known and believed that, and we have known and believed the love that Elohim has to us. Elohim is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in Elohim, and Elohim in him. If you have true love, unfeigned love for your brothers, your sisters, your enemies, everybody's human. Everybody's going through some things. Even the wicked are going through some things. And maybe if you express love toward them, they might change. They might not. But the commandment to you is to love. It's not a suggestion. Verse 20. If a man say, I love Elohim, and hates his brother, he is a liar. I didn't call him a liar. The scriptures call him a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love Elohim who he has not seen? You want to walk holy? You want to live holy? Love your brother. This commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Obey the commandments. By obeying the commandments, you show that you love Elohim. He says, love your brother. Love your enemy. Want to walk holy? Don't hate nobody. Hate evil. But don't hate the person. I love you, but you're evil. And this is what happens to evil. Sorry, but it's a consequence of their own action. But the Most High said to love, even your enemies. He says, now, he says, how can you say you love me and you can't even love your own brother who you can see? You can't see me and you want to say you love me? What do you love about me? So to live holy, you have to love your brethren. You have to love your enemies. You have to love the Most High. You have to keep his commandments. You have to honor his Sabbath. You have to honor his feast days. They are holy unto him. How you walk and live holy, being in obedience. It ain't hard. It ain't difficult. It ain't mysterious, because sometimes it seems like people think that being holy is some mysterious thing. It's not mysterious. Just believe what you are read and what you're taught. Believe the word of the Most High. I bet you if I was reading a book from, who's that on TV? Dr. Heck, I can see his face, bald-headed. You know who I'm talking about, Dr. Phil. If I was reading one of his books to you and he was saying this stuff to you, you would be eating it up. That's what the world does. But let us say the Bible says, or the Most High says, that somehow we find a way not to even try it. But let Dr. Phil say it. Oh yeah, I'm going to be implementing these things in my life today. Taking them off. You want to walk holy and live holy? Honor your parents. If they are still alive, honor them. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Let's get verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yah thy Elohim giveth thee. Honor them. It's a commandment. It's part of living holy. Because Yah has said it. Because Yah has commanded it. And you have to do it. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor thy father and thy mother, as Yah thy Elohim has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which Yah thy Elohim giveth thee. If you treat your parents evil or wicked, the Most High says you're supposed to die. Says you're supposed to die to death. Proverbs chapter 28. The book of Proverbs chapter 28. Verse 24. This is to all my junkie brothers and sisters. Those that caught up into witchcraft and those drugs and they're perverting their minds. Whosoever robbeth his father or his mother and saith, it is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. Of a devil. Got a lot of people in their youth in caught up in their drug habits. Will walk into their parents' house in a minute and take the TV. Take anything not nailed down. And when they come out of if they come out of their addiction, don't even try to make the things right with the people that they have offended. I was sick. I was caught up in whatever. You need to make amendments for the damage you've done. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Don't know how long it's going to take me, but I'm going to make it right. Matthew chapter 15. Want to walk holy? Stay away from those things that will cause you to steal from your own mother and father. Steal from your brother and your sister. Steal from anybody else. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 4. Where Elohim commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother. And he that curses father or mother, let him die to death. He that curses father or mother. The Most High takes this as a serious thing. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. The promise is you'll live a long life. You'll live long in the land. Want to walk holy? Want to live holy? Honor your father and your mother. Don't curse them. Don't steal from them. If you are commanded to love your enemies, then surely you're going to have to learn how to love your father and your mother. I don't care how wicked they seem. If it wasn't for them, both of them, you would not be in the world today. That's how the Most High looks at it. Want to live holy? How to live holy? Honor your mother and your father. Keep the commandments of the Most High. Fear him and love him. Keep his Sabbath. Want to live holy? Serve others. It ain't all about you. Serve others. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. He that has pity upon the poor lends unto Yah. And that which he has given will he, Yah, pay him again. Why you got your hands closed? Why you being so stingy? Because you think there's money that you're throwing away that you ain't going to never see again? The Most High said, when you lend it unto the poor, you lend it unto him. Want to live holy? Want to walk holy? Don't close your hands to the poor. It is an unholy thing to close your hands to the poor. Don't matter how they got poor. Ain't your business. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. I'm just going to go through these. Withhold not thy good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Don't hold back your hand to do good to them that it's due, especially when it's in your power to do it. You got the resources, but you don't want to do it. You're not walking holy. Proverbs 22 and 9. He that has a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. A bountiful eye means that you share. You see a need and you share and you help fulfill it. Matthew chapter 5. The book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 42. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. If you got it within your means to help somebody, help them. Want to walk holy? Help them. Want to walk holy? Don't withhold the good from those who deserve it, who is due. The Most High will be using you that way, and understand that he will give it back to you. You want your blessings to flow in? Start blessing somebody. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. If you are a healer, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead. We ain't got that faith yet. Cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. This is why we want the Most High to bless us, fill us with his Ruach, because you can't cleanse nobody. You can't heal nobody. You can't raise no dead. You can't cast out no devils. Without him, can't do none of these things that he's saying that we ought to be able to do without him. Can't do it on your own. Want to walk holy? Get the one who is holy. The Most High Elohim. Matthew chapter 25, verse 45. Messiah said to give drink to the poor, clothe somebody who's naked, feed somebody who's hungry, take in somebody who's homeless. Why? He says, then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it unto the least of these, you did it unto me. Want to live holy? Do something for somebody in need, somebody who is hungry, somebody who is thirsty, somebody who is homeless. Do you believe that the Most High takes care of you? Or do you fear that that person is going to do something to you? Which one do you fear the most? Which one do you think? Do you believe the Most High that he's able and will take care of you? Because a lot of times I think we don't do things out of fear. But he says, fear not, only fear him. Want to walk holy? Pick up these things. You want to live holy, last and not least? You got to abstain from sin, period. Got to abstain from sin, period. 1 John chapter 3. We're going to get a real simple definition of sin. Because, you know, we'd be around here bickering, arguing about what's sin and what's not. Go by the word of the Most High. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. That is your definition. You don't need any other definition. Find out what the law is and the commandments. Then don't break them. Don't transgress them. If you don't break them or transgress them, then you won't be sinning. Don't let a man tell you because you wore a red dress that you were sinning. That's his opinion. Now, if you wore a red dress and it was thigh high, high thigh high, you couldn't bend over in it, everything was hanging out, then we know what you're doing. But a simple red dress, just because the dress is red, don't make it sin. But I've seen some pastors teach that, because if a red dress is sinful, wait, don't say that nowhere. That dress right there, ain't nothing hanging out of it. You know, it ain't all revealing and all that, and you're making it, maybe that's the way the woman used to dress that you went to. Maybe she wore a red dress, and now you are caught up in your own lust and your own sin. Proverbs chapter 28. The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 13. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. Confess your sin and forsake your sin. Turn away from it. Don't keep walking in it and saying, I love the Most High, but you keep breaking his commandments. I love the Most High, but you don't keep his commandments. You keep transgressing them. And saying, well, there's nobody perfect. The Most High said, be thou perfect. For I am perfect. Be thou holy. For I am holy. You can't have it your way. Your way don't get it. It's his way. The book of James, chapter 4, verse 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him, her, it is sin. You know that this thing is good to do this thing. You know what's right to do. And you don't do it, Most High says it's sin to you. Gotta do right. You gotta do what you know is right. Can't know what's right and then say, well, no, I didn't do it. Why? Well, you know, I didn't think that it was the right time to do it. I didn't think that, you know, they would be receiving of it. Did you try? 1 Corinthians, talking about living holy, living a holy life. Got to do these things. Got to accept who you are. If you don't believe it's you, then you can't do it. You won't do it. That's the simple fact. If you believe it's you, if you believe you're a child of the Most High Elohim, if you believe that you've been born again, then you ought to be doing these things. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. You can't hang around with people who talk all kind of ways, act all kind of ways. Act like they were in the world and they still acting like they're in the world and you trying to hang around them too. Evil communications corrupt good manners. You know, you might have put down cussing. Get around somebody that cuss all the time. Watch if that same dictionary and that same spirit don't come back up. You'll find yourself cussing again. You put it down. You kill that thing, and then now you revive that spirit. Hanging around those individuals that do those things, it's okay. It's just part of life. Ain't converted a little bit. Still got that old tongue. Still conniving and doing everything like you used to do. First Corinthians 15:33 again. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Those evil communications come from evil people. You trying to be good and holy? How are you going to hang around somebody always cussing? Always backstabbing. Always something profane or filthy coming out their mouth. Always talking about the wrong conversation, who they think they can get with, who they've been with. You're supposed to be holy. You're not supposed to be doing that stuff. Trying to revive that old man or old woman in you. Want to walk holy? You got to cut them out of your life. The book of Romans, chapter 16. And you guys are going to have to bear with me. We'll run a little bit over today. Romans chapter 16, verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offense contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Those brothers and sisters that are always trying to start something. He says, mark them which cause division. Doing things to try to start trouble. Doing things to try to cause fight, conflict. To avoid them. First Corinthians, want to live holy? Don't be doing that. Don't be walking around trying to start fights, trying to start division. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There has no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. You ain't going through no more or no less than anybody else, or have the potential to go through no more or no less than anybody else. But Elohim is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. See, as I said before, temptation is something that is within you. Can't be tempted. If a person don't smoke, you can't tempt them with a cigarette. If a person don't drink, you can't tempt them with a drink. If a person ain't into you, you can't tempt them with you. Get your feelings hurt. But you got to understand, when temptation does come, the Most High says, I always have made a way, what, of escape for you. You don't have to fall to that temptation. Walking holy means that you don't fall to the temptation. You find and look for the way out that the Most High has made for you. There's a way out of this. If it's nothing but me getting up and walking out, there's a way out of this. Second Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2. Verse 22. Flee also, because some of us, no matter how old we get, we still think we're young. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call upon Yah out of a pure heart. See, some of us trying to hold on to our youth and those lusts, and though that pleasure and, you know, all that goes with it. Because to us, we ain't old yet. But if you want to walk holy before the Most High, you got to flee those youthful lusts. If you married and you and your spouse, all that's good. If we are divorced, find ourselves alone, we need to flee those things, because that's going to get you in trouble. An inadvertent word here, a rub there, a joke here, a pat there. Find yourself in situations that you know are not good. But then we want to give into those lusts. We want to give into those feelings. We want to feel needed. We want to feel loved. We want to feel attractive. We want to feel sexy. All those things are good in the right circumstance and situation. But if it's found, you find it contrary to the Most High, flee those things. How you live holy. Each and every one of us should look for opportunities to be holy. What does that mean? Not listening to the same music our family and friends, or watching the same TV programs, because we know what's on TV and we know what most of the music, worldly music, is about today. Some of it is just blatant. It seems like the last 10 or 15 years, just come right out and just say it. All kind of lustful and perverted things in the music, in the TV shows. You can't look at TV today without seeing some man kissing another man or some woman kissing another woman. They call that what, LGBT? Trying to make it where it's normal. It will never be normal in the sight of the Most High Elohim. It just won't be. Don't care how they try to paint it. Don't care how they try to present it. If you put all the gay men in a country by themselves, and all it was gay men there, and put all the gay women in a country by themselves, and all it was gay women, within 40 or 50 years, there would be no more gay people, from them countries at least. They can't reproduce. They would die out. That's a spirit that has to be transferred from person to person. And the Most High will never bless that, no matter what man says, no matter how man tries to make it legal. They're already trying to make it legal where you can be with an animal. And it's not like people don't do that, because it's even in the scripture. That's why it has a law against it. For a woman to lay down with an animal, or a man to lay down with an animal. Why? Because people do it. And now they're trying to come up with laws to make it legal for you to marry this animal. And we just sit by like it ain't nothing. So you might have to turn down some things. You might have to turn away from some things. You might have to cut off some things. You might have to cut off some people. Holiness might involve the way you changing the way you dress, the way you think, the way you respond to temptation. Holiness definitely means that you need to set yourself apart for the use of the Most High. In short, and we'll close with this. Scripture says, as I said before, beloved, now are we the sons of Elohim. But it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Holiness is being like your heavenly Father. Be thou holy, for I am holy. Want to walk holy? Stop doing those things we talked about. Do those things that the Most High requires. Love him, fear him, obey him, keep his commandments. Love your brother and your sister. Honor your father and your mother. Don't close your hands to the poor. Don't just consider yourself. Keep his commandments most of all. So with that being said, let us bow our heads. Father, yeah, we just want to be which you have preordained us before the foundations of the world, that you would have a holy people that would walk upright, that you would call your children, that you made a way where there was no way for us, that we would have to depend upon you, that we could walk holy, upright and righteous, that we would not do those wicked and evil things that the world does, but that we fulfill your word. Father, as always, in all things, we need you. We need your strength. We need your wisdom. We need you. Fill us with your Ruach HaKodesh. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Father, that we might do the work that you have appointed, that we might walk as your children, that we might honor you, that we might reflect you, that we might draw all men unto you. Help us to be holy, Father. Help us to be like you. Help us to embrace who we are. Help us to put away foolish excuses that will get us into the lake. Help us to put down the nonsense and to pick up your sense, your wisdom. I petition you even now, that any and all that should want your spirit, Father, give it to them right now. That we might be a holy people before you, committed to the work, committed to the kingdom. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. How many of you out there want to live holy lives? Live truly holy lives unto the Most High Elohim. All you got to do is say yes. All you got to do is commit your life to him. All you got to do is pick up your sonship. Pick up your adoption papers. For Yah Elohim, he will accept you if you come to him with a pure heart. He will take you as his child. And remember, always, but always, we can do nothing without his spirit. It's not by power, and it's not by might, but it's by his spirit. He says, I tried to force it on you before. I tried to make you do good. Now I want to give you my spirit that you might walk upright and perfect and holy before me, that you might be my children.
the temple, you are the voice, we are your song. You are our God, we are your people, you are the light, we stand in awe.
not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Most High Elohim. That's the only way we can walk upright and holy before Him. May the Most High keep you. May He encamp His angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. We will have a precept in the morning. I don't know what it is yet. Yah will give it to me tonight. I will post it as soon as I have it. Remember, Yah Elohim loves you way more than I ever could. Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath. Be thou holy, as God is holy.
Yahuwah, You live forever. Sing His praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and His kingdom will reign forever. You created the world and the universe, and everything that lives and breathes. You made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and You have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have You? It's all about You, 'cause without You there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, You live forever. Sing His praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and His kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the Ruach and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have You? It's all about You, 'cause without You there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, You live forever. Sing His praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and His kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without You, there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way.